this is much worse than I thought. So they actually have to insert it into you?
Yeah.
Damn it, Brian.
Ain't nobody sticking nothing in my butt.
Thursday, January 28th, 2021. Episode 037. If you're keeping track, you are about to go down the rabbit hole with Joe and Brian. I'm Brian. With me, as always, my good friend Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm well. On yourself?
I can't complain. I was rough earlier this week, but compared to then, I feeling 100%, man. Feeling great.
Well, I'm glad to hear. I mean, I figured that if you were not feeling well earlier in the week, it was probably the universe's way of making sure that your sickness got taken care of before the show.
Yes, good timing. It was good timing.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. Joan is with us again this week.
Hi, Joan.
What do we got here, Joan?
Say, could you tell Joan that I want to laugh too?
Yeah, I don't know what was so funny, but what do we?
Talk to EU.
Oh, Joan, you need some new clips. Someone needs. Someone needs to get on that. You're getting kind of repetitive here.
Yeah, Brian. But
Yeah, I don't. Someone needs to get on that.
Yeah. If only we had an idea who. Brian, who would you recommend, Brian?
I feel like you're trying to tell me something here.
I probably should. I should get on my job and. Send some clips your way as well. I'm sure there's something, some Joe High flavor that, would be much appreciated.
That reminds me. I do have one new clip, but I forgot to add it. So we'll have to check it out next week. But there's one clip. There's one clip that we're not tired of.
Motherfucker, give me two fingers of Southern Comfort.
what the bartender bring you tonight, Joe?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you might be tired of my response. I'm having the Joe High Classic.
Okay.
The Rum and Coke.
All right, man. Well, that's to be fair, when we was having these little shindigs in person, we pretty much drank the same thing every Thursday anyway. So
yeah, you know. Blue Moons.
Yeah, we went through that Blue Moon phase when. I think it was that one waitress from Hooters on Field Zirtle who introduced us to them.
Issues? Or daddy issues?
I think it was Raven.
Raven!
Yeah.
Yeah, a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, yeah. I think literally they had just, you know, it was like there was just a big marketing push for them that they had just been released, like, you know, so she served us up and we certainly had our share of them after that.
Yeah, the rest is history, man.
Yeah.
The rest is history. Speaking of history, I wonder whatever happened to Raven.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think about that sometimes. She was an odd bird in her own way.
Yeah, yeah. Who was more odd, her or Mercenary?
Well, I don't know. Mercenary had some
other stuff going on.
I think she had some homicidal tendencies, just bubbling, just bubbling under the surface there. But,
you wouldn't have to scratch too far below the surface to come in contact with.
And I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah, that'd been bad. Yeah, let's go on.
Yeah, I'm on medication, so they tell me not to drink alcohol with my medication. So I'm just having a cup of coffee.
Don't they typically tell you not to have coffee with medicine as well?
I don't know, but that's just too much to ask.
So
alcohol, I can understand. I think, but
yeah, because you're trading one drug for another, alcohol for caffeine.
Well, you know what? If they told me that, I must have not heard them.
Fair
enough. Selective hearing.
Selective hearing. Well, I mean, say, are you still on the wagon?
Yeah, I am, man. I'm doing good. I wish I could measure weight loss the way most people do, jumping on a scale, but I can't do that. So all I can go by is I feel 100 times better. Transfers, hopping in and out of bed, in and out of the shower, in and out of the car is all much, much better.
So you can already tell that it's easier moving your weight around.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
This is week three or four? Week
this
four,
is
right?
Coming up on Monday will be, I think Monday will be 4 weeks.
Okay, so, that's what's up, man. Like, we should, we should celebrate next week.
Yeah, and I'll tell you. I'm not gonna talk about this a whole bunch. But I'm like now at a point where probably I'm guessing my stomach has shrunk quite a bit. I don't need to eat very much to be full, and so now it's even easier for me to keep my keep my calories low, and it's like I'm in a groove, and I just need to stay that way.
All right, good. Well, I mean, one way you might consider measuring is just taking it like a string, and
that's a good idea. I need to that, or maybe I don't know if I have one of those tape measures that are just like bendy, like I think like seamstresses use them.
Yeah. Any and every Walmart should have one of those.
Yeah, that would be good. I said that would be a good option. I need to look into that.
Yeah, because oftentimes, like weight loss, oftentimes the actual numbers don't tell the entire picture, so to speak. So the number on the scale doesn't tell the entire picture. Like, you might lose, like, you know, lose, yeah, well, yeah, the number don't always tell the picture. You might lose inches, but not necessarily pounds per se, because you might be, you might pick up muscle and have fat loss at the same time. And so,
sure. Yeah. So that's the update. Still PM purple on the ketone strips.
Okay. So ketosis.
Ketosis. Yeah. I just need to do something. I think anything to bump my exercise levels, even the smallest amount, should make a big difference. But I haven't really done that yet.
Well,
I have a bike machine for your hand, your arms, mm-hmm. in the garage, but it's been too cold to go out there.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be fit. You don't want to freeze or suffer.
Right. So anyway, let's move on. People don't want to hear about that.
Well, you'd be surprised, but okay, we're moving on.
Let's do the YouTube people. Do the like, subscribe, share. Doesn't cost you anything. It possibly helps us out in some way. Maybe the more likes that we get for an episode, maybe, I don't know, maybe it'd be more likely for us
well,
to be
I mean,
recommended. I don't know.
Depending upon the stuff you say this episode, man, if we get like more likes, we might get some little attention from the what are those things called again? The how Google sorts stuff.
The what now?
How Google, algorithm, algos, yeah. Yeah. Depending upon what you say, you know, you might say something that trips off the algo. We might get silenced.
Well, that's true.
Speaking of silencing, C-SPAN covered one of your topics today. It was conservatives are always complaining about being censored.
Okay.
Cancel culture.
Ah, yes, cancel culture.
So, yeah, we don't want to get canceled. So, they might be doing us a favor by not clicking, because if they were to click a lot, it may draw Google's attention to us in an unfavorable way. So,
well, let me restate then. YouTube people, just kind of act like you didn't see us. Just act like we're not here.
Yeah,
go ahead and listen, but that's all.
Yeah, we're pretty good at flying under the radar, except for when we're not.
Well, I've taken, and as always, you can always get the original content at joehide.com. Yeah, that's the source of truth. And I know that website's pretty, there's not much to it, really. It's just an index of a directory with MP3s in it. So, but I'm in the process of trying to put together at least something that looks like a show's webpage or something like that. But as with everything with me, I got about four or five things in the air, and so I just kind of bounce around between them. So I'll get it updated one of these days. But that's always, you can always go there and get the. You always go there and get the show.
All right. So what do we have on tap today?
Well, again, it doesn't look like... I don't think we're going to have any updates for the George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, or the Casey Goodson. Although I think you said that you did see that the third scumbag in the Ahmaud Arbery case was denied. Was he denied bond? Is that what it was?
Yes. Let's see here.
The guy that was done the filming, I believe, is the one.
Yes. Judge denies bail request for Ahmaud Arbery suspect. Georgia judge denied bail for one of the three white men accused of killing black jogger Ahmaud Arbery despite the suspect's uncontrollably high blood pressure, according to the report. Judge Timothy Walmsley ruled that William Marotti Bryan, 50, who is charged with the murder of Arbery on February 23rd, 2020, shooting death in Brunswick, had his own shot at bail. First News reported. The judge ruled that Brian and the two others charged in the case, Gregory McMichael and his son, Travis McMichael, were denied bond after an uncommonly long and comprehensive bail hearing in July, the outlet reported. So, yeah, looks like Mr. Roddy Bryant is going nowhere fast.
But the trial still hasn't started then, huh? Like
it's supposed to start, like, what, March 8th? So, like, yeah, like, you know, this time next month, it'll be a couple weeks into, okay, couple weeks into it, but, so, yeah, that's coming. So, I guess the good guys won one.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think you're of the opinion that they're going to skate, but I just don't see it happening. Am I correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I think they're going to skate.
They're going to get off light.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I mean, unless they have an all-black jury, which I don't foresee.
Well, I don't know, man. The Rabbit Hole podcast has been putting the spotlight on it, so.
Yeah.
We might sway that. You never know. I joke. All right, so our first story tonight is almost one that I think that everyone who heard this at first was like, "No, I gotta go look that up for myself." And then when you go and look it up, you're like, "Oh, I can't believe it."
Or can I?
Or can I, yeah. China rolls out anal swap. Man, I swear. For 2 weeks ago, I'm talking about penises.
Yeah, what is going on, man?
Last week, I'm talking about vaginas, and now I'm talking about anal swabs.
You're going progressively from the front to the back, so at least you have that in order. I'm trying to find the ray of sunshine here, man. Mr. Potty Mouth Newman.
Yeah, I'm trying to be good, but then I'm reading all these legitimate stories that are just. Anyway, China rolls out anal swab coronavirus test, saying it's more accurate than throat method.
You know what? I mean,
they say that about your temperature, right?
Yeah, but okay. I mean, yeah. Read a little bit more.
I guess this is being reported out of South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Months long lockdowns, entire city populations herded through the streets for mandatory testing. The people of China could be forgiven for thinking that they'd seen it all during the coronavirus pandemic.
Hey, but Holmes, you think we've seen it all? Yep, I think we've seen it all. Wait a minute. What's
and,
that?
And Z is like, "Hold my beer." I got something else for you.
Just when you thought that, this whole national nightmare was about to be over, we kicked it up a notch.
Yeah. Oh. Someone, that one Chinaman was like, "It couldn't get any worse."
But now they face a new indignity.
You go right ahead. It's your turn to read these.
Yeah. The addition of anal swabs. Yes, you read that right. To the testing regimen for those in quarantine. Chinese state media outlets introduced a new protocol in recent days, prompting widespread discussion and some outrage. Some Chinese doctors say science is there. The science is there. Recovering patients, they say, well, have continued to test positive through samples from their lower digestive tract days after nasal and throat swabs came back negative. For many, it seemed a step too far in government intrusion after a year and counting of a dignity eroding pandemic. I didn't think my dignity was, you know, too much attacked by the pandemic. I mean, yeah, but I can understand how other people's dignity might be attacked because, you know, if they weren't able to work and thus, you know, weren't able to, you know, earn for their family and all, that would be, you know, one thing that would shake one's dignity, but I think this one would too.
Well, yeah, I think they're talking maybe about the dignity of the people in China, but that's laughable. I don't think they have dignity. No. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure they've got plenty of dignity. Everyone, huh?
Go ahead.
Yeah, everyone involved will be so embarrassed, one user in Guangdong Province said Wednesday on Weibo, a Chinese social media platform. In a Weibo poll, 80% of the respondents said they could not accept this invasive method. Only 80%? Wow. Even Chinese doctors who support the new test said the method's unconventional inconvenience meant it made sense for use only in select groups such as quarantine centers. If we add anal swab testing, it can raise our rate of identifying infectious patients, Li Tozhang, a infectious disease specialist in Beijing Hospital, said. But of course, considering that collecting anal swabs is not convenient as those throat swabs at the moment, only key groups such as those in quarantine will receive them. So, I guess we can be, I mean, if you were in China, you could be grateful if you were not in quarantine.
Yeah. So is this going to make it past the Great Wall of China and start showing up in other countries?
I guess if people were serious about catching and stopping the virus, yeah. But I mean, could you imagine being the person who shows up thinking that you're going to get a swab in the throat, and then the doctor comes in and says, "Drop your pants." I wonder, how do they think that, you know what, maybe, you know, we've been going about this all wrong, going through the mouth and getting it from the throat. Maybe it might be better to get it out of from between the cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I have several questions, but I'm not going to ask them here.
Yeah, I want to know what the questions are. Come on, sure.
Well, you know, they're talking about. It says here that instead of getting the specimen from the upper GI tract, that they're going to get it from your lower digestive tract. Well, the lower digestive tract is, you know, it's kind of up there of ways.
Wait, right. Yeah, is it a swab? So to me, a swab is like, you know, wait. This is much worse than I thought. So they actually have to insert it into you?
Yeah.
Damn it, Brian.
Sorry, man. But so my question is just how far?
Doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, I think it can matter.
Yeah, okay. If they got to insert it, like, you know, 7 inches as opposed to 2, that does matter. Matters quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Yeah, topic that I just have no burning desire to fall down the rabbit hole.
Nah. I think we can just walk past this one.
Yeah. Good call.
What do you think about COVID overall now, though, man? I've been hearing wear two masks. I've heard even, I don't know if this was a joke or not, but three masks.
I think I've heard that. I mean, my thought of COVID is that, can we now say that it's real?
My question though is, so now what they say? Some questions. Okay, it's real. And I never doubted it was real. I didn't think that it was as big of a deal as I think that still it's got like a 99% recovery rate, you know? Mm-hmm. So
do you still think it was, because there was a time where Trump said it was a hoax, and I thought that you agreed with him that it was a hoax. Remember, all of our episodes have been recorded by you.
I understand. I think that it's something. I think that it's the response to it has been is what I don't buy.
Okay. Where the rubber meets the road. When you go see your mom, do you mask up?
No.
Okay. If other people were going to see your mom, would you insist that they mask up?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went home one time. When I went home, I wore a mask, but just as a joke. Keith slapped it off on me when he walked in. So.
Your brother took. Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
We mom wears one when she goes out because she's told that she has to, but. Whenever I'm home for like get togethers and whatnot, nobody wears a mask.
Corona.
I don't know what else to say. We have given up so much for something that has a 99%, not 99% recovery, and things like the flus and colds and whatnot, all those numbers have gone down while the coronavirus numbers go up, which tells me something.
Well, it could be that just the corona is that much more contagious. So maybe flu is at contagion level one and COVID at contagion level three, but lethality level one.
Okay, maybe. But we still have reports that, hinky business going on with reporting of numbers and whatnot, and I don't know, this is a weird thing, but when do we reset the counter? Are we going to just keep counting deaths in perpetuity, or are we going to reset for 2021 or what?
This coronavirus is still one event. Maybe they restart the clock when it's like when they come out with a COVID 20.
Maybe. I don't know, man. But I'm hoping that it's done. I'm hoping that it's we're done with it by summer.
No, that's...
I think the government had better be wary of trying to keep us locked down for another summer.
So you're thinking one summer is enough?
How much more damage can they do, man?
I mean,
it has. There's real economic impacts. There's real mental health impacts. I mean, and again, like I said, but nobody seems to care because no one ever talks about it. But it's the poor people that get hit the hardest by this.
Well, I mean, so, yeah, but the poor people get hit the hardest no matter what. But I mean, I guess. I mean, yeah. Two summers down.
If this is just something that is here now, then let's just get used. Let's just say okay, it's a thing, and every year there's the COVID season, and X number of people are going to die, and it's going to be mostly the elderly, but 99% of the people who get it will recover. So let's just accept it, adopt it, move on. I'm sure our own immunities will eventually take care of it. I thought I'd seen a quote somewhere, but I can't. I wasn't going to bring it up because I couldn't source it.
No.
I thought I'd seen somewhere where some Pfizer executive said that when it came to COVID, it's just better to get it and recover, and that was it. And but I can't find where I seen that, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean, the government has literally just, you know, put its boots on our necks and just has killed, trying their best to kill this economy.
Why are you convinced that the government's trying to kill the economy?
Because they're trying. I mean, what else? I can only look at what they're doing. And
no, because I mean, one could also look at it and be like, you know what? We have a once in a century event here, and the last time this type of event occurred, it lasted about 2 to 3 years, and killed, you know, millions of people. And so, part of me is looking at it as if the government took, you know, acted out of a out of an abundance of caution because we weren't sure how big or how bad or how lethal or how contagious this thing would be. And so, given the information that was had at the time, they made the best decision they could, which was to go overboard on the protection piece. But I take it that Brian isn't trying to hear that.
I just kind of referencing back to last week's. I don't think that these people in Washington have our best interests at heart, and so no, I'm not going to just give them the benefit of the doubt that they're doing the right thing.
Okay, fair enough. We'll have to dig down deeper into that. Are we ready for our next story?
Oh yeah, let's see. What do we have next? So Joe Biden, apparently, I didn't get the numbers, but apparently, Joe Biden has like signed some 200 some executive orders.
200.
Like in his first, I think it's 200.
I thought it was like 20.
Like in his first 6 days. I don't know, what is it, Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't think it was 200, man.
Orders. No, okay. I know what happened. I got first.
Let me see here.
I got my numbers mixed up.
Yeah, I think one, so two.
I think he's at 33. I think he's at 33 executive see, here, but they was comparing them to, you know, going back through all the presidents, Trump, Obama, Bush. They all were like less than five.
Within the first few days?
First 6 days, I think.
Yeah, but Biden is inheriting a you know, a national, international pandemic. So one would hope that he would be a little more active than someone who wasn't inheriting a pandemic.
If that's what you want, he's doing it.
Well, that.
I said, if that's what you're wanting, then yes, that's what he's doing.
What would you think would be a better use of his time?
I don't know, man.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying that was that the number those numbers look.
Yeah,
those numbers look odd, but when you look at them. Yeah, 90% of them have to do with the coronavirus. So,
But it seems as if you missed his number by a matter of 10,
the 200 number that I had was the total number that the president had at that each president had at the end of their term. I just got my numbers mixed up.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, okay. I call 21 executive orders. But that's a simple enough error. Yeah, so like all the previous presidents combined had 200 executive orders.
No. Throughout their term, they
like
Trump when Trump by the end of Trump's term he had signed like 200. So
let's see here.
And at the end of Obama's term, he had signed I don't know some big number, but we're just talking about like the first week.
Yeah, he's been active. So, like, in perusing those executive orders, anything catch your eye?
Yeah, there's a few here that caught my eye. So, this first one here, the summary of it is restores collective bargaining power and worker protections for federal workers and lays the foundation for $15 minimum wage.
What was the number? EO.
I don't know. It's if you look at the show notes, it's the first one.
Right. Darn, I was in the federal rate. There it is. Got it.
So, what are your thoughts on this? We've been hearing about $15 minimum wage now for several years. What are your thoughts on that?
Or minimum
wages in general.
Minimum wage, $15 an hour. I guess I'd say that. I guess it depends on what you think a minimum wage is supposed to do. Like, if a minimum wage is basically just the number by which that they can't pay you any less legally, that's one thing. But if it's supposed to be like, you know, the minimal amount that, you know, you should be able to work this, you know, earn this amount and feed yourself and take care of yourself, then the number needs to change a lot. I think I'm more towards thinking it's supposed to be the latter, in terms of, you know, it's, you know, you should be able to, with a minimum wage, you should be able to do things for yourself, such as, you know, provide food, shelter, and not be requiring government assistance. Your thoughts? And I guess that's probably the other thing. One of the biggest things I don't like about the minimum wage is that it's set so low that it allows for corporations to underpay their employees and still, and basically have the federal government or the state government subsidize their cheapness.
I think my biggest issue is that if they're going to have, if you're going to have a minimum wage, it needs to be, it needs to be handled more closer to the local level than the federal level, because I have a feeling that $15 minimum wage in Virginia means a lot more than $15 minimum wage in California.
You might be surprised, man, because Virginia is pretty expensive, especially Northern Virginia. That's where all the senators and the senators and their staff stay.
Tennessee, Arkansas, you know what? Oh. You know my point.
Fair enough. I can see that it should be something handled at a regional level, because you're right, you know, $15 an hour in rural Tennessee is not going to do the same for you as $15 an hour in New York City.
Right.
But I mean, I think the current federal minimum wage is what, $7.25 or something like that.
Maybe.
Actually, that's, you know, there's a way we can figure that out, but that's, to me, that's too small.
Yeah, but one thing that always happens when minimum wages are imposed is people lose their jobs because some, you know, not all employers can afford it.
And so, yeah, the current minimum wage is $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
But I mean, do you think it's fair for a company, a business, to employ somebody, pay them, let's say, $7.25 an hour, and then leave the taxpayer to cover that person's medical expenses, housing expenses, and a portion of their food expenses? I would think that a person who was looking out for the taxpayer would be disgusted and horrified by the taxpayer subsidizing a private industry like that.
Well, so what, you're talking about like food stamps and things like
that? No, I mean, if let's say, you know, I work for Walmart and I have a kid and I'm making my $7.25 an hour, there's no way I can, you know, pay for housing, food, transportation, and medical expenses on $7.25. And so as a result, a person who's working 40 hours a week could find themselves still getting food stamps, still being pretty much on the dole. And, you know, to me, my thing is like, you know, why is McDonald's so special that the government will pretty much end up subsidizing almost all of their employees because they don't pay them enough? To me, that's unfair, to the people, to the companies who do pay their people well. And it's also unfair to everybody who pays taxes. So I understand your point about, oh, like, you know, somebody's going to lose jobs, but, you know, I think,
well, it's easy to point at the big corporations. I hear you, but what about the mom and pop stores?
I think the rule should go out that just because you're mom and pop doesn't mean you get to, you know, stiff the government. Because that's pretty much what it is you're saying, yeah, I'm going to pay you $7.25. You go get your health care and your housing taken care of by the government. I mean, it seems to me that if you can't pay your people right, should you be in business?
It all comes down to the numbers, I think, don't it?
Yeah. I mean, which would you rather have? Which would you rather do? Would you rather work for McDonald's 40 hours a week and make $7.25 an hour, or? Yeah.
Well, a lot of these entry level jobs are not for people trying to raise a family. It's for kids in high school making money. You know.
Yeah, but a lot of them are kids in high school making money, but a lot of them are people really trying to support a family on it. And that's just a sad, unfortunate truth.
Well, that isn't a sad, that is unfortunate.
I mean, and my very first job in at Ponderosa, St. Louis, Missouri, minimum wage, and I remember the guy washing dishes next to me had two kids and a wife. I remember his name. His name was Danny. And I remember thinking to myself, that's why I'm going to college.
Well, that's good for you.
No, I'm serious. I mean,
I believe you.
That made me go and study extra hard because, yeah. But, yeah.
But because Danny didn't have the initiative or the wherewithal to do what you did?
I don't know if he didn't have the initiative. I just know that he was where he was. I mean, for all I know, he could have had terrible things befall him. I don't want to assume that he was just lazy.
Well, look, I can pretend. I'm not going to try to be this. You know, I'm not going to talk about things in this big grand theory of things, because I said a long time ago that I need a deal. We need to talk about these. You know, we got to deal with reality on reality's terms. And you're right. In reality, there are people that are in these positions, and it is a problem. But I don't know, man. Yeah, it's a problem, but I don't know what the answer is. I do know. I think I do know, but.
The question is, okay, whom do you privilege, or whom should be in a privileged position? The person, you know, the employer who had the job but, you know, can't or won't pay their person a living wage, or the person who, you know, through lack of initiative, hard life or whatever, is stuck in a position where that's their most attractive way to, you know, and legal way of finding, making a living. Between those two parties, who should be privileged?
I don't know. When you talk about it, you keep talking as though there's this big mega corporation that is just.
Oh, no. I'm thinking like, you know, mom and pop. Let's say, you know, mom and pop diner around the corner. Should they be able to pay their people? I mean, should they be able to have their people, have their business subsidized by the state?
I need to do some more research on this, because you keep calling this subsidized by the state, I'm not convinced that that happens.
Well, and it's funny that you should say that, because you know I ran for office in Ohio, right?
I do.
Yeah, that was one of the things I ran on, is publishing a list of companies in the state of Ohio who, you know, who employ people, but also use, who's like, I think it was like 80% of their employees are on the dole, either food stamps or medical or on food. And I thought to myself, no, this is wrong. That's not right. Those people aren't special. So that is something I have looked at before, but yeah, I mean, I might even be able to scare up some numbers for you, but we can revisit that if you like.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about it. You know, people hiring people is using them. It's just, that doesn't sit well with me. So.
Oh no, I mean, they're using them, and that's okay if they can be used to perform a function and they can, like, you know, pay their bills and eat and keep a roof over their head. But to me, the whole using them thing becomes not good when that person can't support themselves, like, you know, working 40 hours a day and then still not having enough to pay for rent. You know, that's just about evil.
Well, I know that the government is very stingy with its money if you're working. Like if you're making money, they don't want to give you hardly any. So, I mean, I guess they could just let them go, not pay them anything, and let the state just completely take care of them.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what happens. Like, you know, after taxes, $725 is, you know, after taxes, $725.
They get it back. They don't. Poor people don't pay. Poor people don't pay taxes.
They pay payroll taxes. They don't pay property tax and stuff like that. But they also don't pay income taxes. But they do pay. They do pay taxes. We can't
they
let you have
back
that.
They get it back. They get it back at the end of the year.
But they still pay it. I mean, if money comes out today and you don't have it, and you get it back at the end of the year, if your light bill is due today or tomorrow, getting it back in 6 months, does it help you?
Well, I understand that, but that's a problem with the tax laws.
Yeah. But, yeah, money comes out of the check, so they pay taxes.
Yeah. Lee, we can move on from this.
But we only cover one executive order.
Yeah. Calls for assistance to those who are struggling to buy food, missed out on stimulus checks, or are unemployed. So.
That sounds like a good thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think these stimulus checks are being horribly. I don't know. They're. People who are working shouldn't be getting stimulus checks. I shouldn't be getting a stimulus check. People who are doing fine. Especially when
are you going to get a stimulus check? The stimulus checks it phases out toward, you know, the more you make.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I am or not.
But I mean, a stimulus check is supposed to do just that. It's supposed to stimulate people to, you know, it's going to stimulate people to spend money, people who didn't have money before. And that can only be a good thing when our economy is, what, 70% of, based on the consumer. So, yeah.
So what, how much are they going, how much are they going to get?
My understanding is that they're going to be getting a $600 check, and I think Biden's goal is to give them $1,400.
Okay.
Which in and of itself isn't very much when you compare what the United States has done versus countries in Europe and other places around the world. We've quite literally have left people out dry.
I just got a feeling that any money that they're going to get is already spent, or is going to, you know, people rent, utilities, car notes, everything. So,
that's exactly what's going on. And so, I mean, in a very real sense, it's not a stimulus for those individuals getting the money. It's a stimulus for the companies that those, you know, those people will end up going and giving the money to. So, think phone companies, you know, people's cell phone, rent. So, I mean, I think there's, I don't think you can deny that there's a lot of suffering out there economically, right?
I'm not denying it.
Okay. So, I mean, we can agree that something needs to be done or no?
Yeah, something needs to be done. I just think this. I think that something is to let the country get back to work and let the economy pick up and start growing again.
Hmm. Well, it's probably a good thing that that you're not running things, dude.
Maybe.
God, Mr. Newman. At first, you were hang 'em high. And now you're like, get out there and work and make that money.
99% recovery rate.
Yeah, but what about that 1% that died?
I told you a long time ago, and I wasn't lying. Life is cheap, man.
Life is what?
Cheap.
Well, with that attitude, yeah. All the more reason you shouldn't be running things with that attitude.
Well, I'll never be running things, so don't worry about that. But just say,
I mean, you couldn't possibly believe that life is cheap.
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah. Everyone says life is precious, but it's not. It's cheap. It can be gone in an instant. And again, and I don't want to, this will ruffle some feathers, but again, we have an entire industry in this country that's dedicated to ending life. So,
are you talking about the Pentagon?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to say what I'm talking about, but
no. Well, it'll remain nameless.
You know, but it is life is cheap, man, and
well, now that we've established that life is cheap, okay, cool.
Yeah, I know it's harsh, but it's something that I've come to firmly believe.
I don't think it's harsh. I just think it's I don't know. I mean, I want to say it's not harsh. I think it's more lazy than harsh. I think that's an easy conclusion to come to if you look outside and see, you know, that okay, well, because life can be over quickly, it's cheap. No.
Anyone can make life. It's you don't have to do anything special to make it. Anyone can make life, and they do. It's just one of those things.
Let me ask you a better question. Is Brian's life cheap?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you've gone off that you know, if that's your conclusion, then okay, cool. What's the next topic?
I thought we'd jump down here to the cancels the Keystone XL pipeline. I feel as though I've been hearing about this godforsaken pipeline for 2 decades now. I'm not positive, but it seems like I've even been hearing about. I remember hearing about this in the when Slick Willie was in office. And
I don't remember hearing about it when Bill Clinton was in office.
I don't. It just a long time ago, and it just seems like that it's a. A political ping pong ball. A Democrat gets in office, we're going to shut it down. Republican gets in office, we're going to turn it on, and so it goes.
Do you think it should be up or down?
I'm for it. We need. There's nothing wrong with us being energy independent. So, yeah. And again, lots of people lost jobs. So. And I'll bet you those workers made a lot more than minimum wage.
Yeah. I know a little bit about it. I know that it's supposed to be a pipeline that stretches from what? Canada? Like Alberta, Canada to what? Louisiana or something like that?
I'm not sure where it's supposed to end.
So you're for it, and but you don't know where it begins or ends?
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I mean, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. You could be just like, hey, you know what? We should be trying to do, promote oil production as much as possible. But one would assume that you have an idea where it began or where it ended.
Why?
Why? Because that may, you know, you might think, you know, you don't want it to. I think there's a lot of reason to at least be curious as to where it begins and where it ends before having an opinion as to whether or not we need it.
All right, it ends in Texas. Can I have my opinion now?
Well, once again, I never said you couldn't have it. It just makes sense that you'd have some curiosity as to
I'm not an oil worker. I'm not a pipeline worker. I don't give a shit. If it's something that's going to help us be energy independent, then that's what I want.
Aren't we already energy independent?
I don't know. I guess it depends on where we get our, maybe we are now, but I don't know.
Let's see here. My understanding is that we are currently energy independent, U.S. energy independent. Yeah, so... Yeah, as of 2011, the United States became a net exporter of petroleum products. So we've been energy independent for 10 years.
Woohoo! That's why we got, our gas is affordable.
What?
I said, I guess that's why our gas is affordable.
Is not or is?
Is.
Yeah, it's I remember when Obama did that.
I don't know. I don't remember when it started. I remember that during Bush Jr.'s era, we had that period where it spiked up real high, but I don't remember. I have another executive order here. Prevent workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Up or down, for it or against it?
I think this is one of those that it sounds good on the surface, but it's guaranteed to be abused.
It's guaranteed what?
To be abused.
I mean, how do you... I can see how it could be abused not having that protection, but I can't see how it could be abused having a protection against for those folks.
Well, this is one of those where I'm not the one that's going to be hurt by this. It's, women are the ones that's going to have to deal with the repercussions of this. This says prevents workplace discrimination, but I need to look it up and read the details, but, you read this and it's like, oh yeah, of course, if someone goes to get a job, they shouldn't be discriminated against. But this is going to take us to the, transgender men wanting to go into women's restrooms and transgender men taking women's jobs and. This this will probably end up really having a big a negative impact on women's sports.
I hear you, and I mean, yeah, I guess that's one of those things where I could see your I could see the problem there. It just doesn't rise to the level of something that I would be concerned about, like. I mean, I guess because I'm a guy, and I guess when I go to the bathroom, it's already full of men. That doesn't bubble to the top for me as something I would even.
I'm a guy too, and it doesn't affect me either. But it's just my thoughts. And we had what it was. I don't know when it was. Sometime during Obama's administration, that was a big thing.
That was a huge deal. I think
I think this is just opening the door to more stuff like that.
I guess what I would say to that, prevents workplace discrimination on basis of sexual orientation. Okay, so if you're gay, you shouldn't be discriminated against, or gender identity. Okay, if you are a trans man or trans woman, I once again, you should not be discriminated against.
Well, I don't want anyone to be discriminated against, but I said this is going to end up being abused.
I mean, I guess what I would say to that is, okay, that's certainly possible. I mean, government officials are known for being overzealous at times, and so. But it, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, but it also wouldn't bother me if somebody, oh my goodness, they're allowing the transgenders to use whatever bathroom they want.
Even if little girls, you know, even if you have to send little girls into women's restrooms with men?
That's one of those things where that on its face, that could be a problem, but I'm sure there's ways that you can deal with that. That can be managed. I mean, part of me says, if you can't look at the person and tell them they're, that should not be what governs one's ability to exercise a right. If I can't tell if they're men, you know, if they're actually a man or not.
Well, that's it. So what are we going to? Are we going to also have a? Is there going to have to be some test? A license, some way to certify that someone identifies as a transgender?
Well, I think when we talked about this earlier, that most states already have a rule that, you know, if you go through the gender assign, you know, if you go and have yourself sliced and diced, you're good to go.
I don't think that's a rule.
Oh no! Remember when we were looking at?
I remember when we talked. I remember when we talked about it, but I'm pretty sure that
it was like most states have that as a rule that if you can be, because if I recall correctly, when we had that conversation, I know I was like, I don't know, but then I read that piece and like, you can use whatever room you want if you get that surgery, and that's when I changed my mind on the topic. Specifically about the whole girls and the men in the bathroom.
So how do you? So how do we? So you know, if you see someone, some transgender person, walking into a restroom, who looks like a dude in drag or something, I mean, what do you have the right to go ask them to prove? How do you? I can't imagine that there is a law like that, because I don't know how you enforce it.
I'm not sure, but I mean, I could see the weirdo fighting to get into a girl's bathroom, but you know, if
it's probably a minority of instances. All I want to say about this is, on its surface, yeah, I don't want anyone to be discriminated against, but I just know that this is going to open itself up to be abused. So that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's likely to be the case. That there's going to be some place, probably in South Carolina, where something horrible is going to happen. Then it'll be like a week or so where that'll be the thing on the news.
Oh, that reminds me. You asked me just casually last week, and I think that you was trying to test how wacko I was. But you asked me if I thought 9/11 was an inside job, and I'm guessing you was just wanting to gauge my how conspiratorial I was.
No, that question was asked. I think we were talking about.
It came out. It jumped out at me because it had nothing to do with what we were talking about. But you just asked me, was 9/11 an inside job?
And, we were. Let's see here. Yeah, I remember asking you that question, and it was we were talking about. Yeah, it was a test to see how far off the reservation you were, but your answer was, to my mind, correct, and the reasoning was correct because you said something about all the moving parts and how something like that couldn't be successfully, you know, swept under the rug and things like that. And but the reason I asked you that was.
Well, let me. I wanted to ask you. Did Donald Trump call, you know, white supremacists very fine people in Charlottesville?
We talked about this. I think one of our first conversations, man, on the show.
We did talk about this. So what's your answer?
No, he did not. It's the fine hooks, fine people hooks. That if you play the clip all the way through, that he does delineate.
That was part of our that was our episode that we had our recording mishap. It was that recording.
That was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we went all through all that. We went through a lot of stuff and it didn't get recorded. So yeah, I remember. I knew that we talked about it. I just wanted to see if you recalled that. Requires non-citizens to be included in the census and apportionment of congressional representatives. I don't know, man. Again, I mean, as far as just all these migrants coming across, they don't affect me. So, I know that's not what this. I mean, I think that's at the root of this.
Well, the thing I might have an issue with is the non-citizens being used for apportionment of congressional representation.
Right.
That's the part that seems to me that it should be out of order. As I recall, the Constitution doesn't call for citizens to be counted; it calls for persons to be counted. I believe it. It makes sense that we should want to have an accurate number as to how many people are in any given space, but whether or not that should translate into, you know, whether or not Texas gets an extra representative or not. I don't know about that. That seemed a bridge too far. I don't think you should be given congressional representations because your state laws are friendly towards those who are not legal, and thus, as a result, they congregate there. That seems out of order.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. I think I agree with that. Yeah, and the rest of these are just like immigration stuff.
There's ethics.
Ethics requires executive branch appointees to sign an ethics pledge, barring them from acting in personal interest and requiring them to uphold the independence of the Department of Justice. You know, that's just, yeah, fine. You can, I think there's always these ethics things that come up, but are they ever really adhered to?
And the answer is
never adhered to.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I like it. It sounds good. I like that. It's just, even if it's an executive order, it is never going to be adhered to. And it goes back to they are our rulers, not our representatives. They're there for them, not us. So that's my thought on that.
That's your thought on that. What's our next story?
Our next story. Let's see what we have here. Well, according to our agenda, we're down to our skullduggery section.
Let's see what
the time looks like. Eh, okay. We've been chatting for a while, so we're okay here.
I didn't think we'd talk that long.
Yeah, but you know, doesn't that always seem to be the case?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, this whole time has passed. That's not a new sensation.
No, that it seems to be a common thing, which is good. So this week in Skullduggery, we have.
Wait. Are there any private parts or genitalia as part of this week in Skullduggery?
I guess there's some nudity. There is some nudity.
Is there any large pieces of artwork formed in the shape of human genitalia?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I only scanned the articles. So
yeah, you've had a penchant for this lately, man.
I know, man.
So if you can promise it's none of those, please go on with the cult Skullduggery.
I promise. which one do you want to hear first?
I like the lady who didn't recognize herself.
Yeah. This is a great, hilarious story, but I just almost can't believe it. But
well, it's hilarious unless you're the husband or the woman.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah,
it seems like a lot of our stories, the woman gets slighted in some perceived way and ends up stabbing the husband.
Yeah, I guess that's like the thing to do.
Yeah. No, women, that's not the answer. Talk. You got to talk it out. Confused, jealous wife stabs husband after seeing her younger self in old photos. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she looked at herself and like, you know, who is that? This person's gorgeous.
I guess that's it, but that's the craziest thing. I just can't. I mean, I don't.
Have I'm you ever seen a picture of yourself and not younger. Recognize yourself?
Exactly. No, I've not. I've always known that that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks like Joe High to me.
A woman who apparently didn't recognize herself in an old photo stabbed her husband when she suspected an affair. A woman stabbed her husband several times after thinking she found photos of him with a younger woman. It turns out that she herself was that other woman.
Wow.
The photo of the couple was taken years ago when they were dating, police in Sorona, Mexico said. Authorities from the municipality of Cajam reported that a suspect identified only as Leonora was arrested for wounding her husband, Juan, with a knife after finding several photos on his cell phone. The husband, who managed to take the knife from her, explained that the photos were of them back when they were more youthful and slim. Juan apparently convinced his wife that he had digitized the old snapshots to store on his cell phone. Fortunately,
yeah, he knew a very good job of it, convincing her.
Yeah. Fortunately for the man, the police arrived at the scene after neighbors heard screaming and sounds of a scuffle. Local media last reported that the woman was being detained by authorities pending charges. Dude, it just hit me, man. What if it was him with a younger woman and he just told her that.
Yeah.
Trying to confuse her, man.
Well, he would win the bad person award of the year.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy does this bit way back in the day where he's talking about how, you know, if a woman loves you, how you could just lie to him, and he's like, she's like, I know you was with that woman. I seen you come out of her room. Blah blah. He's like, it wasn't me. And he's like, and after a while, she starts saying, well, maybe it wasn't you.
Yeah.
I'll have to stick that clip in post-production if I can find it. That was hilarious.
I guess it's hard to find somebody that knows how to do it to you right, because when y'all find one, y'all stick through that man through all kinds of bullshit. I know a man got busted coming out of another woman's house. Just to show you how far a woman is stoop. He got busted coming out of another woman's house. His woman saw him come out the house, knew that the woman lived there, and then said shit, wait till they got home, walked in the kitchen and said, what the hell was you doing in that bitch's house today? You know what the man said?
Wasn't me.
I looked right in your face!
Wasn't me.
Well, I'm supposed to be a fool, right?
Hey. Wasn't me.
You know what the woman said? Maybe it wasn't you.
I don't know. I don't know. That just... For one, I don't know. I mean, I know you can do it, but it seems weird to digitize old photos to put on.
No, I mean,
maybe he loves her just that much.
No, I don't know. Do you think he still loves her just that much? After he gets to, you know, taste the, you know, hard cold steel.
Yeah.
Because she didn't recognize herself.
I didn't plan that. As I was reading this, it just took me in a weird direction. I'm sure that, yeah, she's just has had an issue or something, but that would just be funny if it really was some other woman and he just was telling her that to try to get out of trouble. It didn't work. If that was his goal, it didn't work.
Yeah, that's why it's skullduggery, man.
It is skullduggery at its finest. And finally, back to Florida. Naked Florida man stole, then crashed a police car.
Yeah, this kind of reminded me of real life Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, I never got to play that. But
you never played?
No, I know. I'm not. I tried to be a gamer. I'm no good at it, man.
Yeah, I mean, to be a gamer and be proficient, you pretty much have to start shortly after coming out of the wound.
Yeah, I
Like if you don't start shortly after coming out of the wound, it's no fun to play with anyone else because they're just gonna murder you.
Yeah, I've got an Xbox One in the office, and I've got a Gran Turismo maybe, I don't know, a racing game, and I got adventure game, which. Witch Hunter, which I don't know. It's a open world adventure game that I try to play. And man, I don't know the controllers. I went out the door with like Sega Genesis, you know. as far as I just want a thumb pad and like two or three buttons. I don't need triggers and buttons and buttons and buttons and.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that more kids aren't having, like, seizures playing these video games. They're so lifelike.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go in there and play them every once in a while, and it is fun, but I don't do very good at it. Maybe if I really made myself, just maybe made myself play, I'd get better. Obviously, I would. The more you do something, the better you'll get, but I guess I just don't have that attention span.
My thing is, like, you know, I'm kind of glad that I don't have a game system, because I would imagine I would probably waste a lot of time.
Yeah, I don't know about any more. Well, I do. I have a buddy who's a big gamer, and I'll bet you he's wasted tons. Probably like large, measurable portions of his adult life on games.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, it's fun, but then you're like, oh yeah, like I've been sitting here for 3 hours.
All right.
But I can't sit still that long. But
yeah, I think that's good.
But speaking of not being able to sit still for very long, sheriff report: naked Florida man stole, comma crash police car, January 23rd, 2021. A naked Florida man stole what news footage showed to be a marked police vehicle and crashed it into the wooded area. Officials said. Joshua Schenker, 22 years old, was arrested after Thursday's crash on charges including theft of a motor vehicle, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer depriving an officer of a means of communication or protection and resisting an officer without violence, according to Jacksonville. This guy was busy.
You know, when the cops want to throw the kitchen sink at you, they can come up with there's just all kinds of laws that they can.
Yeah.
They can throw at you. Depriving an officer of means of communication, is that what? Because his radio in the car. I mean,
yeah, I didn't even know that was against the law. I mean, it makes sense that it is. Officers responded to the reports of a naked man running along Interstate 10. Huh?
Along
Interstate 10 in western Jacksonville shortly before noon Thursday. Shanker was lying on the roadway when an officer stopped on the opposite side of the route. The report said Shanker then ran across the highway lanes toward the officer, the official said. And the redacted report, the redacted report didn't say how Shanker stole the vehicle. Authorities confirmed only that the vehicle belonging to the city of Jacksonville was stolen. First Coast News footage of the scene showed the crashed vehicle out to be a marked police car. According to the police report, about $10,000 worth of damage was done to the vehicle. Officers noticed Shanker had a road rash after the crash, and he was taken to hospital to be checked out. Shanker was held on a $4,011 bail. Jail records didn't list an attorney for him. So you could steal a cop car and only, be held on $4,000 bail?
Yeah. So I gotta think that drugs were involved.
Yeah, that's actually, I'm surprised there wasn't, any reference to a substance that they found in his system.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of this stuff is a felony. I mean, I would think that stealing a cop car would be a felony. Stealing a regular car is bad enough, but you want to do something more than that. You want to go big, and so you go after the cops' cars. Come on now. I mean, do you think you're going to get away with it?
You never get away with it.
Yeah, you're just going to blend in and like, oh yeah, and drive across state lines, they'll be free. No, you go to jail.
I wonder why the report was redacted.
Well, I mean, maybe. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of embarrassing details that,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, the officer whose car this guy stole, was it a man or a woman?
Okay, yeah.
Let's see here. There's got to be more.
I think I copied everything from the article you sent.
No, I'm thinking that there's a. I'm trying to find a picture of this guy.
Oh, okay.
This guy looks like a young Pee Wee Herman.
Really?
Yeah. Dark hair.
What did you search for?
I just typed in this. I just copied and copied his his first and last name.
Huh? Is this him? I guess it is.
Yeah, 4 days ago.
Oh yeah, this is it. It does look like a young Pee Wee Herman.
Well, I mean, when you think about how Pee Wee Herman's career ended, it almost makes sense.
And he brings it full circle, folks.
You know how his career ended?
Yeah, we're going all the way back to his penis.
And it was like, wasn't he like in an adult movie theater?
Yes, he was.
But part of me says, now, this is going to sound horrible. I mean, who would go? Yeah. I'm going to just keep my comment.
Well, it was obviously before the days of internet porn.
Yeah, like it was a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like, how could you sit down in such a place?
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, let alone whip out your junk and take care of business.
Yeah.
Was that too much? Was that too much?
Nah, I'm sure it wasn't. This is
He certainly paid for it though, didn't he? Man.
What was that?
I said he certainly paid for it though, didn't he?
Yeah. The image.
Yeah. We could go on and talk about the cops who have to police that thing. I mean, somehow he got caught.
Yeah. You got to slap the cuffs on him.
That's got to be something that they give the rookies.
Like, okay, rookie. You're a week out of out of the academy. So,
here's your beat. Ha 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 ha.
Your beat.
Pun intended.
Terrible.
Terrible. Awful. Well, folks.
I wonder what is Pee Wee Herman doing now, though?
I was trying to think. I've seen him in things like bit pieces, like bit parts and maybe television shows or something. He doesn't look like he did. He doesn't look like Pee Wee Herman when you think of Pee Wee. Well, his real name is Paul Reubens, I think.
Yeah. Quick question. How did Pee Wee Herman become a thing? Because I'm looking at a picture of him now, and it's like,
I think he was a character for a kid's TV show, right?
Okay. Well, I didn't know that was his genesis. I just remember him being, Pee Wee Herman in the gray suit and red tie.
Yeah. I don't know if there was like a kid show or if they just jumped, and then there was like a couple Pee Wee Herman movies.
Well, I know there was a
although he was in Pee Wee Herman character in an old Cheech and Chong movie. No lie.
What?
Yeah. I think he played like a hotel reception, like a receptionist at a hotel in a Cheech and Chong movie. Maybe Up in Smoke. I can't remember, but yeah, the Pee Wee Herman character. I don't know if he's called Pee Wee Herman, but he was dressed and looked like Pee Wee Herman in a Cheech and Chong movie.
We might have.
I was never a big Pee Wee Herman fan, so I don't know. I think there was like a cult following for Pee Wee Herman. But
yeah, I think you were too old.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, by the time, I might have to look. I mean, I don't know what made me think of him. Oh, the guy looked like him.
He was in I think like maybe his last big starring role in a movie. He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like the original 80s movie, I think.
Yeah, that's before my time.
But I think he also did some cameos in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the television series that they did, I think. I don't know, man. I'm not a huge, huge fan, so I don't know too much. But, I don't know. I think a dude could get away with that now.
What?
Getting caught jerking off.
I think you could get away with it if you're not famous.
I don't know. I'll bet you Brad Pitt could get away with it.
No. Brad
you don't
Pitt.
Think so?
No. Hmm. Oh, I mean, maybe Brad Pitt could because he's Brad Pitt.
Right.
I mean, yeah, Brad Pitt can do a lot of things that average mortals can't. But that would be one of those things that he probably would have just no interest in. Hey, Brad, just because you're Brad. We're going to see. We're curious if you can get away with it, with this.
We're we're circling around a rabbit hole that we just don't need to go down.
Yeah, that'd be bad. You have a better idea?
Oh, I think we ought to pack it up and get out of here, man.
Okay, let's pack it up and get out of here.
If you're still listening, thank you for hanging around during this inane banter that we've been going through. Much appreciated. And I think, as always, join us here in 7 days, and we're going to do this all over again. Joe, as always, it's been a pleasure.
A pleasure.
A pleasure. give it to me in like you've got all the good. Give me it in a good stuffy British accent.
It has been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure.
Oh, I like it. I like it. All right, my man. You take care. We'll chat later.
I like it.